Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This is the Travel Phrasebook, Episode 5. This Travel Phrasebook is dedicated to my students and to people who love learning. I have gathered useful language for different kinds of situations so that you can get by whether you are traveling or you live in a tourist destination. Each podcast episode will be about a different situation. I will give my functional translation of the sentence in Spanish and then say the sentence in English so you can practice functional translation after you have heard the episode a few times. I'm using the checklist format in the paper version so you can tick the ones you mastered saying, okay? Feel free to send me more. Type phrasebook, phrasebook, Phrasebook in the subject line of an email to AOE, that's E-O-I, at talkingpeople.net, talking people in one word. So now let's get started. Episode 5, at a hotel. Bienvenidas, bienvenidos. ¿En qué puedo servirle? ¿En qué puedo servirles? Welcome. May I help you? Welcome, may I help you? Or, welcome, how may I help you? Welcome, how may I help you? Queríamos dos habitaciones individuales para 3 días. We'd like to book 2 single rooms for 3 days. We'd like to book 2 single rooms for 3 days. Buenos días, he hecho una reserva. Me llamo... Good morning, I have a reservation. My name's... whatever. Your full name, okay? Good morning, I have a reservation. My name's... whatever. ¿Me puede decir cómo se escribe? Could you please spell that? Could you please spell that? ¿Vale así o se lo repito? Are you okay or shall I repeat? Are you okay or shall I repeat? Me vale, gracias. O repita, por favor. I'm okay, thank you. I'm okay, thank you. Or repeat, please. Repeat, please. ¿Podría usted rellenar este formulario? Could you please fill in this form? Could you please fill in this form? That's British English, and in standard American English, U.S. American English, it's could you please fill out this form? Could you please fill out this form? Okay? ¿Puede firmar aquí? Can you sign here, please? Can you sign here, please? ¿Podría ver su pasaporte, por favor? Could I see your passport, please? Could I see your passport, please? Oh, may I see your passport, thank you. May I see your passport, thank you. ¿Puedo hacer una reserva? Can I make a reservation, please? Can I make a reservation, please? You can also say, can I book a room? Can I book a room, please? Can I book a room, please? Another, habitación individual o doble. Would you like a single room or a double room? Would you like a single room or a double room? Querría una habitación individual para 3 noches, por favor. I would like to have a single room for 3 nights, please. I would like to have a single room for 3 nights, please. Quería una habitación con vistas al mar. I'd like a room with views to the sea. I'd like a room with views to the sea. I'd contracted. Quiero una habitación muy silenciosa, donde no se oigan ruidos de máquinas, como del aire acondicionado, ¿no? I'd like a quiet room, please, with no humming devices. I'd like a quiet room, please, with no humming devices. Esta habitación Es muy ruidosa. Por favor, deme otra. This room is too noisy. Please give me another. This room is too noisy. Please give me another. And more expressive. This room is far too noisy. Far too noisy. To make an emphasis on how noisy it is. Okay. ¿Puedo ver la habitación? Can I see the room? ¿O podemos ver la habitación? Can we see the room, please? ¿Cuánto es la noche? How much is a night? How much is a night? ¿Cuánto tiempo planean quedarse en el hotel? How long will you be staying? How long will you be staying? ¿A qué hora hay que irse? When's check out? When's check out? Or what time is check out? What time is check out? ¿A qué hora deberíamos llegar entonces? When should we check in then? When should we check in then? Or what time should we check in then? What time should we check in then? Toma usted su llave. Here's your key. Here's your key. Toma usted su pasaporte. Here's your passport. Here's your passport. Toma usted sus maletas. Here are your bags. Here are your bags. Tomen ustedes sus pasaportes. O les devuelvo sus pasaportes. Here are your passports. Here are your passports. ¿A qué hora se puede desayunar? ¿A qué hora es el desayuno? What time's breakfast? What time's breakfast? ¿Cuándo abre el restaurante? When's the restaurant open? When's the restaurant open? ¿O a qué hora abre y cierra? No, bueno. What are its opening hours? What are its opening hours? ¿Dónde está el ascensor? Where's the elevator? Where's the elevator? That's in US American English. And in British English, where's the lift? Where's the lift? Pointing, señalando, está allí. It's over there. It's over there. En su habitación es la 408. Your room is 408. 408. Okay, your room is 408. We say O, not zero. Zero is for mathematics. ¿Necesita ayuda con su equipaje? Do you need help with your bags? Do you need help with your bags? Or in the singular, you could use luggage. Luggage. Do you need help with your luggage? Or baggage. Baggage. Do you need help with your baggage? Okay. Luggage is British and baggage is American, but in international English, people are starting to use both. Actually, in the Malaga airport, I found both words used, okay? So, and also in Galicia. ¿Tiene habitaciones con vistas a no sé qué, por favor? Do you have any rooms with a view to whatever? Do you have any rooms with a view to whatever, please? ¿Tiene habitaciones con baño dentro? Do you have any rooms with ensuite bathroom? Do you have any rooms with ensuite bathroom? ¿Se puede llegar tarde de noche al hotel, no? Do you allow late arrival? Do you allow late arrival? Or do you allow late check-in? Do you allow late check-in? La habitación 205 necesita más rollos de papel higiénico, una almohada y tres toallas. Room 205 needs some extra toilet paper, a pillow and three towels. Room 205 needs some extra toilet paper, a pillow and three towels. Pagando un extra. At an extra charge. At an extra charge. Pero habría que pagar un extra. But there would be an extra charge. But there would be an extra charge. ¿Podemos salir más tarde del mediodía, o sea, podemos dejar la habitación más tarde del mediodía. Can we check out later than noon? Can we check out later than noon? O sea, como veis, aquí no hay nada de is possible, ¿no? Well, is it possible? No hace falta is it possible, ¿ok? Notice can and all that. ¿Hay lavandería? Are there any laundry facilities? Are there any laundry facilities? That's one way of saying it. ¿Cuánto valdría una cama extra? How much is an extra bed? How much is an extra bed? Oh, ¿podrían ponernos una cama extra? Can we have an extra bed? Can we have an extra bed? ¿Podrían darnos una manta más? Could we have an extra blanket? Could we have an extra blanket? Por favor, ¿podría despertarme a tal hora mañana? Could you please wake me up at whatever time tomorrow? Could you please wake me up at 8 tomorrow? La cadena del baño no funciona. The flush doesn't work, or the toilet flush doesn't work. We can also say the flush isn't working in the present continuous. It's more descriptive. Or el aire acondicionado no funciona. The air conditioning isn't working, or the air conditioning doesn't work. You can also say the air conditioner, and you can also say the AC. AC, okay? The three of those. La luz del baño no funciona. The light in the bathroom doesn't work. The light in the bathroom doesn't work. Or the light in the bathroom isn't working. The light in the bathroom isn't working. La calefacción no funciona. The heating system doesn't work. The heating system doesn't work. Or the heating system isn't working. The heating system isn't working. ¿Podría enviar a alguien a la habitación? Por favor, o sea, que lo arreglen, ¿no? Can you send somebody to my room, please? Can you send somebody to my room, please? Oh, ¿podría usted enviar a alguien para que lo arregle? Could you send someone to fix it? Could you send someone to fix it? ¿Se puede fumar en algún lugar del hotel? Are there any designated smoking areas in the hotel? Are there any designated smoking areas in the hotel? ¿Se puede fumar en las habitaciones? Do you allow smoking in rooms? Do you allow smoking in rooms? ¿Se pueden llevar animales domésticos? Are pets allowed? Are pets allowed? ¿Por qué no se pueden llevar niños y niñas? Hay hoteles que no dejan personas pequeñas. Why aren't children allowed? Why aren't children allowed? ¿Tienen Wi-Fi? Do you have Wi-Fi? Do you have Wi-Fi? ¿O tienen acceso a Internet? Do you have Internet access? Do you have Internet access? ¿O tienen televisión de cable? Do you have cable TV? Do you have cable TV? B and V, okay? Cable TV. Cable TV. ¿Se puede llegar a las habitaciones en silla de ruedas? Are rooms wheelchair accessible? Are rooms wheelchair accessible? ¿Hay alguna oficina de turismo cerca de aquí? Is there a tourist information office near here? Is there a tourist information office near here? ¿Cómo puedo ir a tal sitio? How can I get to wherever? How can I get to wherever? ¿Me lo puede enseñar en el mapa, por favor? Can you show me on the map, please? Can you show me on the map, please? Por favor, ¿podría mostrármelo en el mapa? Would you please show me on the map? Would you please show me on the map? por favor, ¿podrían llamarme o llamarnos un taxi? Can you call for a taxi, please? Can you call for a taxi, please? ¿Puede ponerlo en mi cuenta? Can you put it on my bill, please? Can you put it on my bill, please? No han hecho mi habitación. ¿Pueden enviar a alguien tan pronto como les sea posible, por favor? My room's not being made up. My room's not being made up. Can you send someone as soon as possible, please? Can you send someone as soon as possible, please? No hay agua caliente. There isn't any hot water. There isn't any hot water. Or there is no hot water. There is no hot water. It's easier, okay? And more natural in a way. Querría pagar la cuenta del minibar, por favor. ¿Cuánto sería eso? I'd like to settle the minibar bill, please. How much would that be? I'd like to settle the minibar bill, please. How much would that be? Por favor, la cuenta. The bill, please. The bill, please. Vamos a irnos mañana pronto. ¿Podría darnos la cuenta? ¿O podría hacernos la cuenta? We'll be checking out early tomorrow. May I have the bill, please? We'll be checking out early tomorrow. May I have the bill, please? Ahora mismo. Desde luego, ¿no? O sea, certainly, certainly. Ahora mismo. Se la voy a imprimir. Certainly, I'll print it out for you. Certainly, I'll print it out for you. Y luego, maneras de decir gracias. Very kind of you. Very kind of you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very. Very. Thank you very much. And thanks so much. Thanks so much. This is more informal and expressive. Okay. Ha sido un placer tenerles aquí. It's been a pleasure having you. It's been a pleasure having you. Y luego maneras de decir que sí, ¿no? Que de darle la razón, pues eso. Certainly, certainly. Okay, it's like, of course, of course. Or no problem, no problem. Or absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely is a way to say yes. Sí que sí, ¿no? O lo contrario, formas de decir que no puede ser. I'm afraid that is not possible. I'm afraid that is not possible. Y luego se les puede proponer algo como alternativa, una solución. But perhaps you could. Okay, but perhaps you could. Another, ¿quiere que avise al director, al encargado o directora? Would you like me to call the manager? Would you like me to call the manager? O puedo hablar con quien esté a cargo de esto, la persona que esté a cargo de esto. Can I speak to the person in charge, please? Can I speak to the person in charge, please? Eso estaría muy bien, gracias. That would be great, thank you. That would be great, thank you. Y contraído, contracted, that'd be great, thank you. That'd be great. British people say also, that'd be lovely when they like an idea. And then, expressing good wishes for people's stay or whatever. Enjoy your stay. Enjoy your stay. O que te guste la comida que vas a tomar. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy your meal. O que te guste la visita que vas a hacer a no sé dónde. Enjoy your visit. Enjoy your visit. O que te guste la película que vas a ver. Enjoy the movie. Enjoy the movie. Or in British English, enjoy the film. Enjoy the film. O que disfrutes de su estancia aquí. Puede ser enjoy your stay o enjoy your time here. enjoy your time here. He expressing good wishes for different events. Por ejemplo, que tenga usted un bonito día, un buen día. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. O que tengas un buen viaje. Have a nice trip. Have a nice trip. Nice or good. Okay. O que tengas un buen vuelo. Have a nice flight. Have a nice flight. Que tengas un buen viaje cuando el viaje es por tierra. Have a nice journey. Have a nice journey. Y que tengas un buen viaje cuando el viaje es por agua. Have a nice voyage. Have a nice voyage. And then you can also use other adjectives like have a wonderful stay. Okay, have a lovely meal, whatever. Well, that's all. I hope this was useful. Have a nice day.